Every single time I've run into somebody that can't distinguish between judicial review and judicial activism, guess what? You're an activist, okay?
Exactly.
You know, if you can't tell the difference between judging the strike zone and changing from the batter gets three strikes to four strikes, then guess what? You know, that's not interpretation, guys.
Right, absolutely.
And granted, so. There's degrees, but there's also breaking it, and it's broken. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe the Astros will get four strikes tomorrow.
Oh, wouldn't that be just horrible? That'd be that's not the kind of activist we're looking
for. Right, that's
we have to have a point
that activism, at
that's not likely to happen in St. Louis. It might happen down there, but we're going to be a point of judges up here.
So. That's right.
Yeah. Kathy from California, you got a question for my guest, Mr. Eberle.
Yes, I do. I just could not resist asking Mr. Eberle. I read somewhere that you were the person that hired Jeff Gucker as a correspondent for Talent News without really checking his background, and I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of comment about that and find out how you feel about how that all worked out.
Sure. I'll be happy to. I mean, one of the things was what would a normal person looking into someone's background consider
who was Gucker?
A regular background check? You know, we did the basics there and had numerous follow-ups on via email, phone, and in person. And here was a person that worked and did his job without fail for two solid years, and I had no complaints about it. The media storm that was generated simply because a right-winger asked the President of the United States a question really speaks for itself on what the left will do to try and protect its turf, if you will. It was definitely a memorable experience being talked about, you know, by Britt Hume and Wolf Blitzer. But really what we were doing is building up conservative media, and when it got enough attention, the left attacked it.
I vaguely recall that case now. That was the, that made Daily Show and everything, I
absolutely.
Guess.
Absolutely, yep.
That's a good question. Thank you very much. Yeah, I wish we had more time to even, that's an interesting one. I'd forgotten that, so didn't
right.
make the connection. Fascinating. I appreciate you coming on the show.
Enjoy it, Lloyd.
Thank you very much for being on this Lone Ranger program, and, we will be back with the second hour of this Lone Ranger after this break here for the news. And just to review, our guest one more time was Bobby Eberle with GOPUSA.com.
On your AM dial, WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News.